This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Yes, Friday has materialized. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Richard Bradbury and Arvind Yuvaraj. Our question to you today is, how much more often did you use an e-payment system in 2020 compared to 2019? Let's look at Twitter, Arv.
Yeah, so Twitter is at much more often, 65.1%, a little more at 16.9%, about the same 14.4%, and less often 3.6%.
No comments?
No more comments.
All right. Anything on Instagram, Rich?
Yeah, a couple more. I've got Geraldine CYC says so much. Okay. I've got Shazwi who says much more often. Kaizenau has said much more, trying to go cashless. And Bailey Woon has said a little more because I've already been using it.
All right. So on WhatsApp here, it says, hi, Rich, Frida and Arvind. I'm May here. Okay, if debit card counts as e-payment, then wa liao ye. Yes, very, very often last year, GrabFood, Grab, Lazada, Shopee, and the weekly groceries and petrol, swear we grabbed for at least 5 times in the last few months or maybe more. And then we've also got a comment here from someone who's also been avoiding me the whole week, Audrey Raj. She says, even the Tafufa uncle is taking payments via touch and go. It's been great. I can actually count the times I've been to the ATM over the year. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is the feedback. And we've got a story around MCO and travel agencies, Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from the Malaysian Insight. It starts out very bleak, but I promise it gets better for the Friday. So because of the MCO, MCO 2.0, layoffs and bankruptcies will be the new normal, quote unquote, for travel agencies, as the industry can no longer afford another year of zero income caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. It has sort of like derailed their plans, this new MCO of promoting local tourism. The Malaysian Chinese Tourism Association, or MCTA, president Albert Tan said that many travel agencies that rely on foreign tourists have experienced no income in the past year, so nothing at all. The travel agencies operated by our members have asked employees to stay on without pay. They also allowed their employees to find part-time jobs to sustain their livelihoods. That's what he said to the Malaysian Insight. And this is a big number. At least 50% of travel agencies have done that so far, getting people to stay on without pay or look for part-time income to support themselves. Mm-hmm. The working days of their offices have been reduced to 3 a week. But rent and other miscellaneous expenses cannot be avoided. The industry now predicts that revival will only start at the end of June, the earliest, and that too depending on the pandemic. And even though there are states under conditional MCO and recovery MCO, the daily caseloads in the thousands are getting people sort of scared to travel. So people don't want to leave their houses. They don't want to go far and stuff. He also adds that local tourism in some areas were picking up, and we estimated that the government may open borders by April or May, and the recovery of the tourism industry may begin in June, with 20% of foreign tourists entering the country once again in July and August. But all of that has been sort of torpedoed. None of that is happening because of the rising number of COVID cases. And now they are almost, all of them are anticipating zero income this year as well. So 2 years of nothing at all.
Right.
So this is where it gets slightly bright, like silver lining.
I was going to say, you did say it was going to get better, right?
It does get better. So there is a bit of innovation from Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association, or MITA. The president, Uzaidi Udanis, told Malaysian Insight that its 3,000 members have started using virtual means to attract foreign tourists. And surprisingly, they have received good responses. So he says that our members organize virtual tours and attract many tourists from Europe and the US and abroad. Sensory tours are the selling point in an online virtual tourism platform where tourists can communicate with local tour guides and experience attractions. MCO 2.0 would actually help the industry in the long run, he said, adding that they would have no hope of recovering if COVID-19 spirals out of control. So his perspective is slightly different. He's saying that if we don't curb the numbers now, then there's no hope for the industry in the next few years. So we have to take these measures, stop it, you know, before it gets way out of hand, so that at least in a few months the industry can recover. Other than not having an MCO, the numbers spiral out of control, and then you have years and years of no industry at all, which I thought was quite interesting. And then lastly, of course, the Sabah situation. Mata Sabah manager Kennedy Fong said that it would take at least 2 years before tourism industry would boom again. And tourism is the second largest source of income for Sabah. So they are one of the worst affected, right?
Right.
I brought up the story for two reasons. One, we're going to talk about like essential services a bit, I think, later on in our next story about what's essential, what's not, and who's allowed to operate. Travel has no, there's no way they can be considered essential, even if they tried. So that's like, it's super unlucky for them. There's nothing for them to promote to say that, you know, we need to stay open because people can't travel, right? But the other thing is the virtual travels. We spoke about this a couple of times in 2018, 2019. And I think we unanimously said that, no, we wouldn't do like VR travels because it's just like, it's, you know, why would you, right? You're not actually there. But now looking back, I wanted to ask you guys, like, would you pay to go on a virtual travel to some place that you've wanted to go? Let's say we cannot travel for the rest of 2021, fingers crossed.
Okay.
But would you pay?
Okay. So I wouldn't pay, right? I mean, there are a lot of virtual tours that are not, that are free, right?
Let me give you a, let's tag on to that a little bit. And something, because there's an interview that I'm potentially going to be doing next week, which might change your mind ever so slightly. And it's something that me and Matt spoke about, actually, and Matt explained, I think, last week. Imagine if you were on a virtual tour and you had a little device around your neck that allowed you to walk down Petaling Street and you could smell what Petaling Street smelled like, or you could smell what the restaurant smelled like that you went in, or you could smell what the durian was like, or you could smell what the forest was like. These little things, you know, this is technology that does exist, you know, right now, but it is not 100% perfect. Would something like that encourage you, Frida? Would you try that? Would you pay for that?
Okay, right. So will I pay for that? It's got to be really, really astounding. I mean, it's great when I talk about the travel agencies trying to do that. And when I look at the story behind travel agencies, it's, I guess, like the tourists coming in, right? But I'm thinking, when was the last time I used a travel agency? Even when I go overseas.
Right. Exactly.
I tend to do things on my own.
Yeah, and I think we've all been doing that for the longest time, right?
I've never, like personally, I've never been to a travel agency. It's all done like online using apps and stuff. So that's another thing. But I have found myself looking at videos. They are like these 4K walkthroughs of other cities that people upload to YouTube. I don't know if you've seen them. And sometimes they can go on for like hours. It's nothing but a guy using a 4K camera walking from one point of the city to another point of the city. And it's very, especially last year, it became like therapy, kind of, because you can't move to many places. And I found myself watching more of those videos, which is something that I wouldn't have done before, because I'm like, why am I even watching this? I just like, you know, it just makes no sense to spend my time. But I'm giving a bit more weight to the VR travel thing, especially now.
Okay, and you can pay that online as well, which is, of course, our question for you today. How much more often did you use an e-payment system in 2020 compared to 2019? That discussion is ongoing. Later on, we'll discussions on what is really essential and what's not. That's happening right after this, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.